Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
In today's episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z, we're in the C's, letter C, and we're going to take on five C's. Those five C's are capability, commitment, confidence, creativity, and curiosity. So let's talk about each one of those. The first being capability. That is having the capacity, the material, the expertise in order to perform a key function. It's so important as an entrepreneur, since you are really kind of the backbone of everything that's going to happen, directly or indirectly, that you are very honest with yourself about your capability, number one, and later on we'll talk about capacity, but your capability. And then secondly, coming up with almost a performance plan. But it takes a lot of honesty, a lot of self-awareness, because we all can at any point in time fall on different ends of the spectrum. On the one end of the spectrum, way too hard on ourselves. On the other end of the spectrum, way too easy on ourselves, thinking that we can do it all, we're capable, we can do it better than everyone else, or that something's easy, and just underestimating versus overestimating. So at any point in time, what is your capability? What do you bring to the table? What are you strong at? And then secondly, what are you not strong at, but you have the capacity and the ability to learn it to some extent? And what is really outside of your immediate reach and that you need to bring in an expert? So there's these kind of these different tiers. Those who know me and the business analysis and the consulting role that I do in corporate America, one of the tools that I use when I'm assessing a team is what's known as the SWOT table. It stands SWOT, S-W-O-T, stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And there's, you can just Google SWOT, and there's lots of great examples and material that you can read upon it. But you owe yourself a SWOT. And if at the very least, it should be an annual thing. So guess what? A lot of people become entrepreneurs because they want to avoid corporate America and all the rigor and things like performance reviews. I know many people have had a bad performance review and they're like, that's it. I'm going to quit this job and start my own company. Well, here I'm telling you, even when you start your own company, you need to do your own self-reviews, performance reviews, and be able to be extremely honest with yourself. And if you can't be honest with yourself, let your employees review you and on a regular basis, get that feedback from the customers and be open to really hearing when there's negative feedback and there's room to grow. So what's your capabilities? Know what they are compared to what is needed for the success of your endeavor, and do another thing that's common for me, what is known as a gap analysis. So look up that gap analysis, look up that SWOT. Now, that's just one of our five C's. Let's jump over to commitment. Commitment, the feeling of responsibility a person has toward the goal, the mission, and the vision. Having a commitment, and like probably everything else, it's easier said than done. Think about the fact that as an entrepreneur, you're holding yourself accountable. So it's easy for you to forgive yourself when you skip a deadline or you wait till the last minute, or you know, you reprioritize things to your liking or just decide to shut things down so that you could take a break. All of those things, at the end of the day, again, it goes back to holding yourself, you know, your feet to the fire. And that's not always the case. A lot of entrepreneurs, you go in it and you go hard and your commitment is unquestionable. But when you do start finding yourself teetering and slacking and giving reasons and excuses, you may be headed for burnout. That's something that we didn't talk about that in the B's, but burnout is real. So if this is truly your passion, commitment shouldn't be an issue. But when it does, then you may in fact be burnt out. And that's something that you need to know the warning signs and then have a backup plan. Now, let's talk about the third C. That is confidence. Knowing your strengths and weaknesses well and having a positive view of yourself. So that confidence, even in spite of your weaknesses, it's okay to admit what you're not currently good at. Because anything you're not currently good at, when we do our SWOT, when we find out what our opportunities and our weaknesses are, that's then a call to action. How are you going to work on that? To turn that weakness, move it over into the other column. A SWOT diagram from year to year shouldn't have the same things in each column, especially when it's a self-evaluation. Building up that confidence. And confidence comes from making mistakes, overcoming those mistakes, and eventually having more wins than losses. And you say to yourself, looking back and reflecting back, look how far I've come. That's a confidence builder. Okay, let's talk about our fourth C, creativity, the ability to develop new ideas and solutions to problems. You've heard me talk about that. Entrepreneurs, you've got to, I use the word brilliant when we were in the B's, but in the way that it's looking at things differently, being able to say, what if you're not, when you throw out a new idea, if you're not getting a side eye, then you're not digging deep enough. You want to go sometimes a little ridiculous. You want people to be like, that's crazy. I've never heard of that. I've never seen that done. Nobody's doing that. Those are good reactions because it means You're pushing the limits. You're going beyond the boundaries. You're going beyond the norm. You're going off the page. That's a good thing for an entrepreneur. Okay. Our next C, as a matter of fact, I've just about lost count, but I believe this is possibly, if I'm not mistaken, our last C, which is curiosity. The desire to learn and understand new things and to ask questions to figure out the how and the why. So asking the how and the why, not just taking things for face value. I love a story, and I haven't told it in a while, but I love a little a story. And it went something like, a lady was cooking a ham for Thanksgiving. And as she was going through the steps, I think it was her granddaughter that was observing her. And she watched her, and what she did was she went through the preparation, and then she cut both ends of the ham. And so the daughter was curious and said, well, why did you cut off both ends of the ham? And the mother's reply was that that's what my mom did. I watched my mom make hams for years, and you always cut off, and she always cut off both ends of the ham. So the little girl went to her grandmother and asked her. She said, grandmother, I was watching mom prepare the ham, and she cut off both ends. And she couldn't tell me why, but she said that you always cut off both ends of the ham. And the grandmother said, yes, yes, that's true. I always cut off both ends of the ham. And she said, but why? Why do you cut off both ends of the ham? And the grandmother thought, but she replied, you know, I really don't know why. I know that my mother did it, her great-grandmother. Well, the next opportunity the young lady had to see her great-grandmother, she then asked her that question. Grandmother, why? You know, I watched my mom, and she didn't know why. I asked grandmother. She didn't know. All they knew, you know, that you cut off both ends of the ham. And that's why grandmother does it. And that's why now my mother does it. Grandmother, why did you cut off both ends? What does that do? Does it give it more flavor? What does it do? Does it make it cook faster? Well, why do you cut both ends of the ham? And grandmother's great-grandmother replied, I don't know why your mother and your grandmother cut off both ends, but the reason why I did it was that my pan was too small. I only had this one small pan, and we always bought these big hams, and somehow they just wouldn't fit unless I cut off a little bit on each end. Now, that's the end of the story. So if you followed the story, the whole thing was, some people do things just out of tradition because someone else did it, because that's the way we've always done it. And that is where the entrepreneur breaks out from the rest of the pack. Just because that's the way we've always done it is all the reason why, as an entrepreneur, as an innovator, as a brilliant person, as a curious person, we ask why, and we don't take this is the way we've always done it as an answer. You don't stop asking why until either you find out whatever the reason is may be antiquated, irrelevant, but it is something that you can challenge. And that's what curiosity does for you. So there you have it. In one episode, we have covered 5 C's. Capability, and I'll throw in there even capacity. We've got commitment was 2. Confidence, 3. Creativity, 4. And curiosity is 5. I hope you enjoyed this episode and got you a nice little nugget. Until we speak again, thank you for tuning in. I am Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye for now.